What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Mad Adopters Podcast, and whoa, do we have a doozy for you guys this time on Reddit. So, this Reddit post is actually really interesting, and I don't really have much to say on it, but I think it's actually something that the comments kind of got me really thinking about, more than I thought I would. I've had comments about things like this before, but before we get into it, let's read the Reddit post. And this Reddit post is by Joyce Kelly, 1919. Like I said, I will butcher your names. I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do about it. I try my hardest to say the name on the first try. And Joyce Kelly, 1919, says, "Can MD be proof that law of attraction is false?" And they say, "Recently I was thinking about that. When listening to people talk about LOA, law of attraction, and the power of feeling, I think of one big topic that is almost always mentioned. Pretend to be the person of your dreams. Pretend to live in your desired reality. This is the fun part. Maladaptive daydreamers do it all the time. And at least most of the time. Daydreamers get so immersed in their visualizations and feel so deeply the desired reality. How is it possible that they don't manifest it. Wow. Me in the reading. Oh my gosh. Obviously, I would consider that the rule to manifestation is to take evidently, one of the rules of manifestation is taking action. However, a lot of coach of LOA, law of attraction, emphasize that the feeling is sometimes sufficient. Honestly, I don't know anymore, but this comes to mind and I'm posting it because I'd like to hear if anyone has a better idea and or explanation." All right. So the law of attraction and maladaptive daydreaming. I mean, the comments pretty much summed this up. I'm going to provide a link to this specific one. Usually, I don't really need to provide links to the Reddit posts. I feel like they're more just me commenting on them. But the comments really did a good job at laying this one out. This podcast is an example of the law of attraction and maladaptive daydreaming, right? I daydreamed for months about doing this podcast. I did one episode in March. And I was so self-conscious about that episode, so down on myself for some reason about that episode, that I ended up not doing another one until, well, as you can see recently, starting it back up. Attitude, sorry. That I just don't care anymore, guys. I just don't care anymore. But I definitely understand where this poster is coming from. And the comments for this post is actually pretty amazing. And they sum it up really well. But what I mean by this podcast is an example of what the original poster is saying is that, like I said, I daydreamed about this podcast and then I did it, right? So the idea is you believe, you begin to manifest in your head the kind of person you want to be, and then you go out and become that person. And as the comments were saying, and I have to give credit to the commenters on this one, such as the first comment, Lelank, the thing about maladaptive daydreamers is that we feel a sense of dissatisfaction or a sense of trauma or disconnect between our realities and our real life and what we daydream about. So we daydream in order to live, if you're a reality dreamer, that is. I mean, if you're a fantasy dreamer too, but basically, yeah. We daydream in order to live a more satisfied life because we aren't as satisfied with the one we actually have in the real world, right? In reality. The thing about law of attraction is those thoughts of satisfaction and those thoughts of living a better life, they effectively push you to then become the better person that you are in your head in real life. I am just starting that now. I had tried in March and I just wasn't ready for the responsibility, but I'm definitely trying that now. And I personally feel like it's fun. It's interesting. Like, it's so much of a therapeutic moment to realize that, like, oh my God, like, I at least am doing something besides pacing back and forth for hours. It's cool to be in your head, and it's cool to be that person, such as me. I'm more of a reality dreamer. I dream about a better version of me in reality. I separate these categories to make it clear to you guys on how my daydreaming kind of works. I do have dreams, but that I call fantasy dreamers or fantasy dreams, which are like dreams for things when I watch maybe an anime or watch like a Netflix show or watch something like that, and I want to become that character or become a character there or whatever. But I'm going to be honest with you guys. Fantasy dreams are a lot of work. They're a lot of work. And I mean that in a way where it's just like, I have to create the world and then all the rules that come along with it. Whereas when I'm reality dreaming, I already understand the rules of reality. I'm just kind of free flowing it, and the rules don't have to be said. I'm kind of just creating a better life in my own state. Whereas with fantasy dreaming, you're creating everything, every tree, every building, everything. When I can just take things from the real world and kind of just, they're just there because I understand that that building's supposed to be there in my head. It makes it much easier on me, you know, to kind of just be immersed and kind of let it go. So shout out to you guys who fantasy dream and create every rule, every tree, every object in your entire head in order to kind of get that payoff that you guys want from creating that story in your head. But back to what I was saying, right? I feel better. But the thing is, to do that, I had to actually really rail back my daydreaming. Like, I had to kind of calm it down. Because when I was daydreaming unhinged, when I was younger, in my 20s, I'm 26 now. You're going to hear my age a lot, because I feel like a lot of the daydreamers that we hear about when it comes to social media and things are usually on the younger side of the spectrum, and they feel that they're just learning about their maladaptive daydreaming when it comes to being like 18, 19, 17, and then on. But, you know, we don't really hear much from those who are older maladaptive daydreamers, or those who have gotten, you know, control over their maladaptive daydreaming. This is more of a discussion forum and kind of my little journal where I vent my maladaptive daydreaming stuff to you guys. But yeah, it takes a sense of disciplining your daydreams first, in my opinion. Remember, this is all anecdotal. This is just my, how I do it, how my life is, right? I used to dream when I was younger, in my 20s, man. I used to be so depressed and so just down on myself. And I still am to this day. Nothing's changed dramatically. I'm just now swinging back at society rather than kind of just rolling over and just running away to my head. And I feel like I'm finally getting a sense of schedule, a sense of purpose, a sense of like figuring out what I want to do, where I want to go. And when it comes to my maladaptive daydreaming when I was younger, finally, I'm going to say it because I feel like I've been at this point for quite some time now getting distracted when I speak. I used to dream about like living the good life. Like, I used to dream about like not mansions and Ferraris, Lamborghinis, but like less than that. I know it's sad, right? I used to just dream about having a modest sized 1 acre home, ranch style home, my little car, little, maybe like I really like cars. So of course I would give myself like a Tesla or like a two door, a nice little sports car, nothing crazy expensive. And over the course of years, as I've begun to almost submit to the idea that that life may not be my life, I've been disciplining my dreaming to reel it back from the home and nice car, from the mansion, the cabin in the woods, from the, take it back. And I keep drawing it back more and more to effectively line up to just very close to what is capable, to what I'm capable of and what's possible for my future in the near term, right? So now there's no more house, there's no more sports car. Now it's more like Toyota hatchback and apartment, you know what I'm saying? And what that's done is it allows me to kind of see where I can go and do to make those steps possible. And it makes it easier on me because I get less depressed when I snap out of my daydreams and realize where I am. And I think that that's just how I'm able to use the law of attraction mixed with maladaptive daydreaming to kind of make the manifestation of those bettering thoughts in my head makes sense. Like, I can't be daydreaming about me in Bali sitting in like a rooftop pool chilling, and then I snap out of it, and then I have to like say that is me. Like, I can be like, it's just way too much to stuff into me actually walking around and acting like that. It's like, because the reality and the sad reality is, if you try to act like that king or queen you are that you came up with your head, in reality people are very much poised to knock you down and kind of put you down, and the world is really good at letting you know where you stand and where your place is, right? So I think the best part for me is just to, if I want to create that space in my head and create that freedom for myself that I dream about, I have to find avenues and ways to kind of do it. And creating this podcast, I feel, was my mind telling me like there needs to be a funnel, something in the real world where you kind of have this hole, this like wormhole where you push what's in your head out into the real world, and maybe, just maybe, in the real world it can benefit you. That's what this podcast is, and you're gonna hear that a lot. This podcast came out of maladaptive daydreaming. This isn't just something I sat down and said, let's just do a podcast for money, let's do a podcast because, you know, I want to upskill myself. I'm all about, no, like, I'm the kind of person where it's just like, when is enough enough? Like, I'm too old at this point in my head to feel like I need to be just in my head. I feel like it's time for me to start making moves in the real world and start swinging back. You know, if I had this trauma when I was younger that I never dealt with and I'm still dealing with things to this day, I need to start focusing on getting myself together while dealing with those problems. Do I wish that it was simpler? Yes, but it's not going to be. So I need to get over it, right? And that's why I feel like the comments for this Reddit post is honestly better than anything I could say, but that's just kind of my point of view on things. I think that every Mad Adaptive Daydreamer should really take the pieces that they have of themselves that they see in their dreams and kind of rail it back and kind of say, all right, what can I apply to my life right now? And I know it's boring. You go back into your real life, and you have all these issues, you have these things you have to deal with. You see the time you've wasted and you say, how am I going to catch up? I just should just go back into my head. But no, don't do that. Start with something. Like, even if it's just stuff like this, like writing down or being creative, like write a story, one thing, just do one thing and be happy about that one thing. Because I'm going to be happy the second I turn off this laptop and turn off this podcast. I'm going to be happy because I did it. So I did something today. I did something productive that couldn't help not just me, but somebody else. And I vented, yeah, and this is what this is. Just a live journal of a channel. But at the end of the day, at least something's getting done, right? At least I'm trying to become the person in my head. I think that's where the law of attraction and my adaptive daydreaming can meet. It's when you've kind of actually convinced yourself that you are, in fact, going to be that person who is going to effectively to work hard to become that person in your head. So yeah, guys, that's all I have to say. Let me know how you feel. I'm going to leave a link to this specific post in the comment section. If not all the posts, I'll try to just leave a link to all of them. Yeah, so like, comment, subscribe. Remember, guys, take care of yourselves. If you're mad out of daydream and gets out of hand, please contact somebody, some service for help. I wish I had numbers in front of me. Unfortunately, I don't. You guys can email me at any time at myadaptivepodcast@gmail.com. You know, if you guys want to ask me questions, I will answer them. And the reason why I'm doing these videos this way is because YouTube makes it so you have to have a certain amount of videos and views and content to be able to do live streams. So once I get that done, I'll just do live streams, just talk to you guys directly and just do it that way. Makes it much easier for me. And let's be real, I would love to be distracting you guys from pacing however long you guys need me to. All right. Catch you guys later.